The future of the Port of Auckland is all at sea. Mayor Wayne Brown has made no secret of his dream to turn some port land into a sophisticated waterfront attraction for public use. He's also proposed selling the port's operating lease, with the proceeds going to a regional wealth fund. The idea is the Auckland Future Fund would generate returns and be used to cover the city's increasing costs. The Auckland Port has stayed stum during the public consultation period, but joining us now is Port CEO Roger Gray. Kia ora, Roger. Let's start with the basics. Where do you think the best place is for the Port of Auckland?
Good afternoon, Lisa. I think the best place right now for the Port of Auckland and for the foreseeable future is exactly where it is today.
Okay, the mayor wants land back to make it available for public use. What could you give him back while still maintaining your operations?
What we've agreed with council is that we would sell back Captain Cook and Marsden Wharves, and the council can then do with them as they see fit, most likely public access. That's subject to us being consented and approved to build a wharf along the northern face of Bledisloe, where the seawall is today.
Okay, so a lot in that. First off, selling back Captain Cook and Marsden Wharf, what's the price tag?
We're still negotiating that.
Give us a ballpark, Roger. What is ratepayers in for here?
Its value, in our view, is well over $50 million for the two of them.
Okay, and it would be a conditional sale. Right, you're talking about Bledisloe Wharf. And so for people listening, that's where all the cars are parked up, yes?
That's right. That's okay. The Bledisloe precinct.
And what exactly do you want to do with it?
So the northern face of it is currently a seawall. And what we want to do is we want to build a wharf across the front of the seawall, which will then have two purposes. One, it'll be there for the roll-on, roll-off business, the cars, to allow us to discharge that. And during cruise season, we'll tie the large cruise ships along there and remove the very large ones out of the ferry basin where they currently, as you've talked to me before, about how they can often get in the way of ferries. So we're starting the departure from the ferry basin.
Okay, so you're talking about a dedicated place for cruise ships to moor and an extension of the Bledisloe Wharf. And last time you talked about pushing a wharf out, there was a huge pushback from residents and people who want to protect the harbour. Would it involve dredging, and how far would it go out?
So it would involve, there would be limited dredging just to get a berth pocket, but what it would involve is about a 13-metre projection out from where it is today, where the seawall is. And we're proposing that it's a pile and a concrete platform wharf, so the water would still be lapping up against the seawall where it is right now. So it's nothing like the previous request, which was to go out in excess of 80 metres. This is literally just bookending the end of the Bledisloe precinct and giving us a new wharf.
Consenting can be a nightmare. Is it your intention to make use of the new fast-track consenting scheme that the government has brought in?
It is our intention to seek fast-track consent for the Bledisloe North Wharf that I've talked about, and also for a slight extension of the Ferguson North Wharf. But what we are going to do is we're going to do all of the normal surveys and studies that you need to do, and we have already started consultation with community groups, and also we've started with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei already.
Have you had any conversations with the ministers who sign off on these fast-tracks?
I've spoken with Minister Brown about our vision for Bledisloe and Ferguson North and future-proofing the port, and he's pretty supportive of the direction we're taking.
Has he indicated whether he would support fast-track for you?
No.
And the wharf?
I have not spoken to him about that.
Okay. So a lot of people have said that there's not enough space there at the port for you to operate long-term. How can you maintain or increase your capacity when you're agreeing to shrink your footprint?
So we would lose about 3 hectares by handing back those of our 77. We've got plenty of capacity to put volume through the container terminal by going up to 4 high operations. And I think that we can probably condense the roll-on, roll-off a bit by use of building a second car handling facility like the one that's already on Bledisloe.
The other issue is the mayor says that trucks coming in and out of the port are clogging the roads. So how do you plan to manage that, and how are you managing that?
So what we're doing is we're introducing a series of access charges, and we're doing those with
peak. So you mean congestion charging, Roger?
Time of use charging is a better way of putting it.
Okay.
So peak sort of during the middle of the day. Right now it's sitting at about $120. Over the next couple of years, we'll take that up to over $200, and we'll leave nights cheaper, and we'll have rail even cheaper. And the objective there is to start to push trucks into the back of the clock operations to reduce the congestion. And secondly, we want to encourage more rail use. But right now, cargo owners are electing trucks over rail, I should say.
So peak hours, where you pay a premium, 120 at the moment, is what? Between what and what?
It's between about 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
And what price do they pay to pick up their goods at night or drop them off?
They're currently paying about $60, as I remember. Yep, $60. So it's quite a material difference. Now, we're going to announce in May a three-year pricing trajectory, a bit like the airports do, and that'll show that within the next 3 years, a prime coming in during peak hour will be in excess of $200. And we're just
so with all respects, you're going to ratchet it up to
That's
force
right.
them and to change their habits.
Yep, and we're doing that for two reasons. One, to reduce congestion, and two, also to increase the profitability of the port for the ratepayers, because we've got to get a fair return.
Appreciate your time. That is Port CEO Roger Gray there. Interested in your thoughts on that. 2101 on text, tweet us at Checkpoint RNZ. He reckons the best place for the port is exactly where it is, prepared to give some land back, but will have to pay for it, $50 million. And he wants a dedicated cruise ship tie-up at Bledisloe, which would mean pushing that wharf out a little bit. The email address, checkpoint@rnz.co.nz. Oh, and of course, he intends to fast-track it, if possible.